It's time, Aunt Frances says.
We have family business to discuss, Jet tells Ben as she leads him to the door.
Aunt Jet's voice is always sweet, yet the tone isn't one someone would dare to disobey. Ben grabs his rain slicker and waves to Jillian.
I'll call you in the morning, he declares. I'll come over for breakfast.
Don't screw this one up, Aunt Jet tells Jillian after she's closed the door behind Ben.
I won't, Jillian assures her as well.
She goes to the window and takes a look at the backyard.
It's awful tonight.
The wind is tearing shingles from the roofs, and every cat in the neighborhood has demanded to be let in or has taken refuge in a window well to shiver and yowl.
Maybe we should wait, Sally ventures.
Bring the pot around back, Aunt Jet tells Kylie and Antonia. The candle in the center of the table casts a circle of wavery light. Aunt Jet takes Jillian's hand in her own.
We have to see to this now. You don't put off dealing with a ghost.
What do you mean, a ghost? Jillian says. We want to make certain the body stays buried.
Fine, Aunt Frances says, if that's how you want to look at it.
Jillian wishes she'd had a gin and bitters herself when the aunts did. Instead, she finishes the last of her cold coffee, which has been sitting in a cup on the counter since late afternoon. By tomorrow morning, the creek behind the high school will be deep as a river. Toads will have to scramble for higher ground. Children won't think twice about diving into the warm, murky water, even if they're dressed in their Sunday clothes and wearing their best pair of shoes.
Okay, Jillian says.
She knows her aunts are talking about more than a body. It's the spirit of the man, that's what's haunting them.
Fine, she tells the aunts.
And she swings open the back door. Antonia and Kylie carry the pot out to the yard. The rain is quite near, they can taste it in the air. The aunts have already had the girls bring their suitcase over to the hedge of thorns. They stand close together, and when the wind rustles their skirts, the fabric makes a moaning sound.
This dissolves what once was flesh, Aunt Frances says.
She signals to Jillian.
Me?
Jillian takes a step backward, but there's no place to go. Sally is right behind her.
Go on, Sally tells her.